I'm Racy.
I'm Pat.
And this is Racy and Pat Chat.
Following stuff is all our own opinions. None of it's been fact-checked. You just have to do your own research. And this is our pilot episode, Second Chance Joints.
Right now we're talking about the hurricane. What was the name of this one that just hit?
I want to say Oscar, but I'm not completely 100%.
Will you look up the hurricane that just hit North Carolina, the one that just ravaged?
That was Helene.
Yeah, Helene. Okay, Helene, so
and then it was Milton.
And then Milton.
So we're on O's. So I want to say the one that it's.
How many hurricanes hit?
What's that?
Well, how many hurricanes hit? Two.
Two.
Hit the same place?
No, not exactly. Helene came up, went into Florida, and went up into the mountains of North Carolina. That's where...
And that's where it's
they got
bad.
All that. They got the heavy wind, and they got a bunch of fucking rain. And it basically, what you do when you get that much rain on a mountain, the mountainside comes down, and it just ravaged.
Yeah, mudslides and
anywhere
rock
there's
slides
a river, because they showed a map. I seen a map. There was like the river here. She says, block there, because on... It comes down that mountain. It pushes everything to the river.
Yeah.
And Asheville is actually south of there, of the area that this woman was showing. All in western North Carolina, though. And I can't imagine what those poor people are going through.
Damn, that's fucking crazy as hell.
But I did see a news segment. Donald Trump was there. He gave a speech. Or not a speech, or he talked to the people. And I didn't watch the whole thing.
He was in North Carolina.
Yes, he was in Asheville, North
so
Carolina.
So I read a federal statement that said... They would stop all of their searches for civilians if Donald Trump landed in North Carolina at all.
And how can they do that? Because, I mean, even we're 2 weeks from the election almost. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. I mean, it was a campaign stop, no matter what. But he handled it so much better than Biden, because when Biden came into there was supposed to be this plane that had all these thousands of pounds of... supplies and stuff, and that plane never showed up.
Yeah, that was Kamala Harris.
Was it okay? That was
Kamala
her.
Harris.
I thought it was Joe Biden.
She was supposed to have sent this plane full of supplies and everything, and she basically did like a photo op, mm-hmm. where those campaign ads you see. She recorded like a campaign ad where she was giving supplies to Americans in need. Or whatever, and then they just never sent the plane. And then they unloaded it, and they just never sent the supplies.
Probably went to the ones that are flooding from the southern border, where the money's going.
Maybe, and that would be fucked, because, like, what do you...
Because that's what they did with the FEMA funds. It went to... Because there was a lot of different places that were wanting funding, and that was using FEMA money. But FEMA also has, I heard this on something, had a $6.6 billion sitting in his bank accounts from even as far back as Katrina. That money that ever got used, but it's sitting there in a bank account. Why is that?
Well, they're probably using it.
Yeah, obviously on the people of North Carolina and Kentucky and Georgia and where,
Well, the bank that it's invested in probably invests it into shit to build wealth, and that's a lot of money, and that builds wealth. A lot of money builds wealth.
Yes.
Especially if it's invested in shit.
It's sitting there. It's government money. FEMA is supposed to be their money. Why the fuck weren't they using it?
Well, because why were they? I feel like that's, what the government's been doing lately, though, is just like things where they don't really help people.
No, it's helping.
And like I said, they said if that the ex-president, Donald Trump, were to come in and try and help civilians in North Carolina, that they would stop helping civilians in North Carolina. So how is that fair to anyone? Then she doesn't send supplies.
But she said she was going to.
And then Biden, his flight, he went on it. He flew over it. And then he came back. And then when he landed, they asked him what... the people in North Carolina needed. They were asking, like, what can we send for help? And he replied, I don't actually recall what storm you're talking about.
Yeah, I heard that, yes. What? I think he's tapped out, I mean, completely, even with himself running the country. He's not running the country.
No, he's not. I don't think there's actually any one man that runs the country. You know what I mean? No. I feel like it's.
But wouldn't you like to know who some of them are?
Well, so you probably could figure it out if you really looked into it, because I mean, lobbying is what a lot of these rich people do to change the laws, and they do that, and it's public, and you can look at a lot of the lobbying that is being
done. Probably just make you sick.
It would make you sick, because it's like, I feel like it's tragedy. That's what it is. It's just tragedy, and especially if you actually like look into some of these people who have gone missing. And, like, some of the families were affected. No, but, you know, what's more insane is that, so they're stopping all these searches, and they are arresting people who are trying to help people. So this is something that shouldn't be done by the government. So if there's, like, an emergency, right? If there is an emergency, usually, and, like, a couple of days have gone by and our friend is missing, right, you and I can usually get together and go and look for him.
Mm-hmm.
There are risks, and we might go missing, but there are already so many missing people, and the fact that we might, there's like a 50-50 chance we find the guy.
There's so many bodies in the mud.
You know, and they're arresting people who are trying to help people, which doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't, because like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's weird, isn't it? Yeah. And then they're stopping their searches. So now people are missing and nobody's looking for them.
I have a coworker. His uncle went down there and he brought a digger down there for him to use. He's down there helping. And he broke a hydraulic hose and he had to go into Asheville. And he said, there's nobody, there's not a lot of help. Because now this is already going on the back, you know, back of a lot of, most of America's mind again, because they don't keep up with it. The only place you can find shit anymore, kind of halfway the truth is because TikTok and YouTube.
And that's another thing that is kind of crazy is that, so most of how everyone is finding out about how people are being affected is through things like TikTok, you know?
But you're going to get both sides of it on TikTok, but at least you're getting another side.
Right.
That's why they wanted to ban it.
So we were talking about there was another hurricane that hit, you said?
Yeah, Milton.
Where did that hit?
It hit south of Tampa. It didn't go on it like they thought it was going to hit Tampa, and it landed at a 3. I mean, it's still catastrophic.
Right.
But Governor DeSantis, I mean,
and now there's a third one.
It looks like it's just gonna shoot right back out.
Every single one of them have done goofy shit, though. All of them.
Are they manipulating them?
Exactly. And so is that fucking weird?
Especially, I've seen the flight radar when Helene was over North Carolina.
Is that something we should be looking into? I have a question. If we presented facts like this to the American government, could we possibly stop them from doing things if we were to find evidence
at this point right now?
At a diplomatic state, if we as a people decided, hey, we are going to approach this diplomatically, like they're breaking so many ethical laws that, you know, even if they're not laws yet, they shouldn't be doing it, and they know that they shouldn't be doing it.
And they've been doing it though for a lot of decades. Because it's all been a plan. It's just an elaborate, lengthy plan, but it's panning out. I mean, for them,
it is a goofy fucking plan, isn't it? It's they're like sculpting this fucking like.
And now they're not even hiding it.
So, have you ever seen the footage of like the 9/11?
When the tower came down, the second one?
All of it. Yeah. Any of it? Have you ever seen any footage?
I've seen some of the conspiracy.
So I've seen like probably 20, 30 videos of it. And every single one, and they've all been like deleted from the internet as far as I can tell. And it's just like, the only thing you ever really see anymore is just like the planes hitting. That's all you can really find.
They wiped all the people that were jumping out of the building.
Yeah. And they just like destroyed a lot of the footage, and you want to wonder why, because it's like, So if you watch it, C4 charges if you watch it, corners. If you watch it and you go online and you look up, you know, how do you blow up a building? How do you topple a building? And it's just something cool that people do. So what you do is you put dynamite, basically, I don't know what kind of charges they use for massive buildings, but you basically put like massive
just like explosives. They were bringing it down for demolition.
Exactly, for demolition. And line the base with it and then like line a middle floor with it. Mm-hmm. And then you do that and it brings down the structure in such a way where it just falls inward.
Yes.
And would just crush everything.
Because that's the way it's designed. The well, placement of the
blow
explosives.
Out the yeah. sides of the everything off the on scene on the bottom floor and then the middle floor. Just
I don't know how much proof there is, but the, I've seen some footage of just different
I feel
ways
like
they could have done it. Because the way it went...
Regardless of the evidence that could be presented for that, I feel like that sort of thing, if they did... They probably have evidence of it.
Oh, of course.
And
they know exactly what
so if they have evidence of it in any means, like at all, in any sort of fashion, if there's like one like CIA agent who could corroborate it with facts
yeah.
that couldn't be explained unless he was involved sort of deal, then... Like, for instance, I almost guarantee that Bush's father was involved. Because Bush's father, ex-President Bush,
are involved
was
with a lot of shit.
He was, I believe he was the head of the CIA before he became
yeah,
the president
yep, yep.
of the United
George
States.
George Bush Sr., yep.
Which makes sense because you have to go
In
through
fact,
whatever the
I
fuck
think
loops
some,
to get
I
there.
I think there's some stories that go back to what his key plays were while he was in that position.
What I hate about the woman that is trying to get into the presidency right now is that it is just an elongated Obama
era, yes.
presidency, and it is because, dig this, Vice President Biden served under Obama and then was elected president, and then Vice President Kamala Harris is now running for president after serving under Joe Biden, who served under Obama. It is just the continuation
yeah.
of the exact same
bullshit.
Well, what's the office? It's the exact same office, and it never changed. And if you think that Obama isn't a political advisor of the president or the vice president, I think you're insane.
Yeah. Bill Clinton, he looks near death. The whole side of his face is all like that
red. Well, he probably is. He probably is. Look at how
like,
old
oh
is he now?
God.
Like an 80-something, 90?
Yeah. I don't know if he's 90. Jimmy Carter just turned 100 not that long ago.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter's got the nicest
president.
Fucking, yeah, he was the fucking, I bet, I like the best looking president. He's got that goofy fucking smile, and it was almost,
I think he's
so
pretty,
I think that,
I don't know if he's bedridden, but.
He's just like a clone of somebody, like, he's just like, he's just so, if you look at him, he's so symmetrically, goofily perfect. And he's just like,
his
you ever
head?
See like
yeah.
the like the goofy memes with like the perfectly, like the drawn perfect guy.
The political cartoons.
And he's just got like, no. It's just like a meme with like a lumberjack and he's got like a perfect face. He's got like high cheekbones and like a jawbone that's like square as hell and just looks all muscular
chiseled.
All the time. You know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah,
a
yes,
chiseled looking...
Yep.
And it if you look at Jimmy Carter, he has that face, but not the body.
Yeah.
And he just has like the body of like a regular man.
He was a peanut farmer.
It's so funny to to look at him, and it's just like he was built in a laboratory.
And well,
and now he lived to be 100.
Yeah,
he was built in a laboratory.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh man. So yeah, I feel like. The presidential election is coming up, and that's going to be...
You know, and I always heard that, you know, Trump loves McDonald's food, and I seen a footage of him working at a McDonald's this last weekend. It was crazy.
Yeah, okay, so Donald Trump is funny. I feel like that's really the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
is something about that he been working for 15 minutes and 15 minutes longer than Kamala ever worked at McDonald's, because remember she claimed that she had worked at McDonald's when she was a teenager, but they haven't found any proof or any written record. You know, you'd think you'd have a application, McDonald's, I mean.
Corporate. Well, they would.
But there's
no... Unless she used a different name.
Nah, I doubt it. I don't Why? Think she ever worked.
She could have had a different name.
Yeah, she could have, but I don't think she ever worked at McDonald's.
Nah, she looks like... Honestly, she looks like a random person they pulled up off the streets to do their bidding.
Well,
can I be completely honest with you? It looks like... this girl who kind of just came into politics out of nowhere, it looks like they found like a political science major who was like going for their master's degree or something, and they pulled up, they offered her a job, and it was, you know, like a seat somewhere, and then the next one was the, you know, the vice presidency.
I seen that she was dating Elvis, was it Willie Brown or something? He was a mayor of, I don't know, it was Oakland? But he was her little mistress when she was 29, he was 60.
I feel like despite being like a gorgeous woman, you can't...
No, but I mean...
You can't use that as the reason you get into the presidency, right? You can't, that's not...
But she was a horrible prosecutor. I mean, she was a... how many people she put in fucking...
she was a prosecutor? I would have to look up so much shit about her. I don't... Honestly, I don't know enough about her to care. She's
a district DA.
But I don't think that's enough to be a president. It's going to be rough, regardless of which way the election goes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, because then Trump ain't going to be able to do it in 4 years, but that's why I think...
I feel like... I don't... Okay, so one thing...
Oh.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I tell you what, he looked good. He looked like he was having fun doing that prize.
I bet.
And I bet he was, too. But he did it while doing the work.
And that's fucking funny.
yeah, that's just like a...
Because he was like, all right, big middle finger. I worked 15 minutes, I'm a major celebrity, I ran for president, I won. This isn't the first time he ran for president, did you know that? This is actually, well, this is like the third, I think, third time he ran for president?
First time was in 2016.
No.
I never seen him on
like 1986.
Oh, really? Did he just? And he was. I tell you what, in the '80s, that man looked sharp.
That man looked sharp.
And I still think he is sharp.
He ran for president and he lost. I feel like it's an inside job. It regardless, no matter what, if you were to get into like the presidency somehow, you would have to deal with the Electoral College, which is just a bunch of old senators that you know. We elected a long time ago who never left the fucking office because they're douchebags who got rich and wanted to stay rich. And that's most of our government. I feel like if you serve more than four terms as a senator, either your wages should go down.
Term limits.
You need to stop siphoning money out of the government at a fucking point. You need to get a fucking job where you're not trying to make rules about people you don't even know about.
Just so you can make a cool million or two.
Because at a point, you're just a wealthy fucking prick who makes rules for wealthy fucking pricks.
There's a lot of them in our Congress. There's a lot of them in our Congress that benefit. You know, they have all these little special little advisory companies. They got inside stock fucking information. How do you think Nancy Pelosi got so fucking rich? Her husband was an investor. Feel like... And she had
it info. Is immoral for political...
They should all be fucking everybody that's guilty of it.
It is immoral for political figures to
take advantage.
Have money that they got from the government instead of working a job, which is what they want us to do.
So they can play with our money.
Right. So... The reason why I say that is because, like, Donald Trump should win this election because he's not a self-made man. He had a rich father.
Yeah, and he got, like, I think to start him out, I think he got, like, $1 million.
He got a loan from his dad.
Yeah.
But Could you imagine being like a goofy fucking goddamn rich kid, and then your dad is like, I'm not going to give you anything unless you take it like a bank. You're going to loan, I'm going to loan you this money, and if you fuck up, you're going to owe me money. I'm not going to let you slide. You're going to owe me money. I'm going to sue you if you fuck up, dude. And that's probably what his dad did because he was a rich prick, right? Yeah. Yeah. So could you imagine being that fucking dude? Could you just imagine like having like the empathy for him where he's just like, that's why he should win the election. Because this fucking random girl doesn't know anything about being an American. All she knows about is random shit that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
This man has lived in this country for 70 some odd years. How long has she lived in this country? 30? 40?
No, she just turned 60. It was her birthday.
60? She looks good for 60. Goddamn.
In fact, Trump, I think, wished her a happy birthday through the fucking McDonald's drive-thru window. But,
you know, it's kind of actually probably just the case.
It's just like a dig.
Because either way, it's probably going into the same hands. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the election's outcome, it's probably just going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be the same dudes who have the means, the power, the money, the everything, mm-hmm. who run
this
country.
The George Soros of the world.
Exactly. Who do whatever the fuck they want.
Did you hear that FEMA supposedly saying that they were being chased out by armed militias?
No, yeah, they were.
Any truth to that?
In fact, they actually... What happened was there was several TikToks that were found and deleted minutes after where they were fucking civilians like you and me going around looking for their friends like you would if your friend went fucking missing.
Yes.
And they were shot and killed by military people.
What the fuck?
I'd like to know, like, when we...
These are our brothers and sisters killing us.
Yeah. If that's true, which I would like to actually know if there's any, like...
Well, we're going to have to start...
Because that
maybe,
would be...
I tell you what, I believe that's where we're at in this world, though. I truly believe this is where we're at. There's a reason they want that fucking land. And that $750, I've only seen one little video on it, and I haven't researched it like I probably should. But the application for that FEMA money... That $750, mm-hmm. in the small writing, it's a loan.
It's a loan, yeah, supposedly.
And if it's not paid back within 1 year of, they can come and grab your assets, your land, your house, the minerals underneath your fucking land.
If you don't pay it back by the end of the year, they can seize all of your assets.
Yes. And you know how much lithium and pure granite quartz is in the mountains? It's some of the purest shit in the world.
At this point, and this country is a dictatorship.
Oh, fuck, we have been for a while now.
It's a dictatorship
COVID,
without a dictator.
COVID. Fascism.
Fascism.
That's what it is. It's fascism.
Yeah.
It's the total definition of what Stalin was, fucking a fascist pig. And he was our ally in World War II. Russia was the United States. But
that was like an unconventional ally. He didn't really want to be.
He didn't want to be, but it was for his interest because Germany hated him.
Yeah.
Oh, God, where are we going with this?
Well, they were taking the Baltics and the Balkans. And they were sending troops
okay,
in.
Okay, now we're going on to current events today.
Events. This is relevant though, because you remember yesterday you were telling me history repeats itself.
And it's doing, it's almost a carbon copy.
This shit is relevant. The Hitler stuff, all that stuff, it is relevant. And the fact that they're trying to suppress that kind of stuff is kind of weird.
I watched a little segment, and it was current news, and it was different clips and stuff of 1,500 troops for sure. North Korean troops are in Russia, right along the border. Boggles the mind that North Korea, that is starving its people, there's no resources. How could they have a military so grand? Because then I heard there was upwards of fucking 10,000 troops going from North Korea.
10,000 troops isn't that many.
But that's bringing in a third fucking party now. And fucking Putin's been screaming about us getting involved that, you know, it's a proxy fucking war.
It's been a proxy war.
But I think it's about to get bloody. It
was called the Cold War at one point. Now that supposedly ended, but it's back. This is the Cold War.
This is a nuclear standoff.
I don't think the Cold War actually ended because of, like, all the wars in the Middle East
that
occurred after, like, the Cold War ended.
I truly don't believe that any one of them leaders wanted to be the one to hit fucking nuclear.
Well, each side was either backed by Russia or the United States, or both.
Well, in Iran, I guess you could consider that a friend of Russia. Iran?
Yeah, they're all...
they're all in bed together. China's just kind of sitting there by... they want all this other stuff to go away. While nobody's paying attention to Taiwan while they go and fucking take that. It's going to... depends. I think it all depends on who becomes president. I truly do.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Can I be completely honest with you? I think that the smartest thing that the American people could do is hold their own election. You and I could come up with a ballot where people...
this is who I want in charge?
Actually...
are you talking after the dollar tanks?
Well, that might happen tomorrow.
That might happen tomorrow. But it's inevitable. I don't know how we could get past it. Because there's so much shit and we're so far in debt. I mean, we're accumulating trillions of dollars in just interest on unpaid fucking... and I don't know, how does a country of our stature, or is it all just a banking gimmick?
It is a banking gimmick, and I'll explain our mountain of debt really, really fucking quick. So you know the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. So is not a government entity. So
they make money. They make the money, and they give it to the government, right? Okay, so they make all of the money, comes from them. And then the deal that they have is that the government will pay it back at interest. With what?
Print more money.
From who?
Just print it.
But
that's what we're doing.
But the thing is, the government doesn't control that. So if the Federal Reserve prints more money, then we now owe that plus interest to them.
Which is fucked up.
Mountain of debt is to the banking systems in America. It's not to overseas. It's not. It's to our people. It's to greedy Americans.
Yeah, but only the top 1% are fucking...
even worse than that. It's probably the top 0.00001%. Because
you got BlackRock and Vanguard own the world.
And that's probably owned by like two people.
I heard something about there's 13 and families.
BlackRock, Vanguard, and all whatever them other ones, they own... but they also kind of like own each other or somewhere so they can avoid like being accused of a monopoly. It's like our
food chain.
Or whatever the hell you want to call that.
Our food chain. Glenn TV. And I will say this because I think this guy, I love Glenn Beck. I'm very much a fan. And when he does his chalkboards.
Yeah.
He's funny. But I mean, he ties it down. He does a whole whiteboard on it.
The latest.
We pay these scientists because they're going to give us the test results of what we want.
Well, that's the latest.
And now we're going about, because there's like 1,000.
That's the latest thing he did.
Ingredients that 90% of the country is banned.
You're talking about the FDA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the crap that's allowed in American food that's not allowed in other food in other countries. And like basically every other country.
I mean, it's just. Toxic.
It's forced into our food.
Fluoride in our water.
It's not allowed in our food. They say it has to be in our food because it preserves our food.
Yeah.
For longer. But it's all poisonous. So
yeah.
What's more addictive. Interesting is I've read several articles that claim that they knew about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
fuck,
in
yes.
fact, they've known since World War II that these chemicals that they're putting in our food.
Yeah, it's made out of, what is it, tar?
Poisonous.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
And now it's made out of petroleum. It's a yellow dye.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be that.
This
dyes, they've got preservatives, they've got.
No, but where do they come
from? The additives, the fucking nutrients they add to it and shit like that. It's all poison. It's all poisonous. And they've known since forever that it's poisonous and they just continue to feed it to us.
To poison us.
But why?
No, because...
Can I ask you, what is your opinion on why Why do you think
the because government they're in bed with the pharmaceuticals, big pharma. You get all these people sick. Well, now they got to buy all these drugs.
Holy shit, you're right. Aren't you? You goddamn right. That's probably it.
That is what it is. So
it's probably even deeper. They're in bed with the big food and big pharma. And so the food that used to make you healthy makes you sick so that
they can sell you drugs to make you fucking think you're getting better, but they just keep poisoning you.
And they keep poisoning you so you just die at an earlier age. But then what happens? Then our country gets invaded by people who aren't us.
Yeah, and they were claiming that...
And the fucked up thing is, if you Bill did Clinton, that,
because we're not having enough babies, so we had to bring people in. That was Bill Clinton. That was part of his speech as he looks at his death, like I talked about before.
You know what would be really fucking funny? Can I just say some fucking super, super fucking random shit? Yeah. If the Chinese government did come in, invaded, took over, and it was actually kind of all right, it was better than the U.S. government? Could you imagine if,
no,
like...
I
could
can't.
You imagine that if that were the case, though? Okay, so let's imagine that instead of taking over and now it's, like, you know, a part of China, it's, like, one of their things that they own. And so it's still the United States, and they hire Americans to, like, take control of it in place of our, you know, our elected officials. And imagine that it's just, like, peaceful, zen... Chinese Eastern philosophical, you know, like
social
dudes
who have Zen gardens
and they're just cool, and they're
you'd
like
have to have too much, and there's have to be too much high up on the chain because the way fucking China is set up now, it's all they got cameras. You want to talk about?
Yeah.
If we were sitting in China, there'd be fucking probably 10 cameras on us for facial recognition. They know where you are
so
at all times.
I think that's because it's communism.
Yeah,
but I think that if it eventually breaks down into what it eventually will break down
into. People
don't
like the government.
And then that breaks up. It could lead to more peaceful times. You know what I mean? What if that happened because of the war that took 10 years to take over America? And then by the time it's done, it's like 20 years of peace that America deals with, and then we try and take it back.
I think it's going to be bloody.
Well, yeah, it's going to be bloody. That's fucking... That's,
we, and that's what
it's already bloody.
We were talking about last night.
It's already bloody, right? Yeah. We've got wars all over the world.
It's going to be come home to your door type bloody.
We talk about two of them because that's what's on the news, but there's probably 30 wars going on.
Yes.
Right now, they're fighting.
All of these countries getting involved with all the... And I know they're supposed to be separate conflicts, but they're kind of the same conflict. Why is this not being classified as like a world war already?
Because we haven't been involved yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't count unless we're involved.
No.
Okay, I guess.
So if it's just like a Asian war, then it's just an Asian war. If it's a Euro-Asian war, it's a Euro-Asian war.
No,
it's an
nobody
African
on North, okay, North America, the continent, is, yeah, it's
but
not.
But they were taking, so Hitler was taking over the world. That was his goddamn goal. And that was Germany's goal in World War I, was to take over the world.
And I believe that's Iran's goal.
I don't know, man. I feel like most people in the world actually do want peace. It's actually our government who is empirical right now. They're trying to take over everything.
Because there's money in it.
When people just want the freedoms that America has. And then we're trying to come into these countries with brown folk and we're like, hey, you know, because you're brown and shit, we want your oil. And you don't live in America or whatever the fuck. And, you know, we haven't, you know, bombed you to the point where it's mostly white people. So we don't really trust you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's interesting to think about because the government has always kind of done empirical type of shit. And I feel like that's never really changed.
How great thou art.
Exactly. Like, we still own the U.S. Virgin Islands, right? It's the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's not the Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah.
And why do we own it? Like, it's a thing over there, and why do we need to own it? And, like, we have military bases all over the world. Why do we need to have the ownership of
that land?
I think
that one is kind of strategic.
I understand.
In its placement.
But if they were our allies, then we could use it to our advantage without
the UN,
oppressing
I
them.
I really don't think the UN is an actual friend of ours.
The UN is, I feel like currently maybe not, but the UN was
global,
created by
they're
us.
On that global conquest, one world government.
That might be okay. It might not be great, and it might be okay. Have you ever seen Star Trek?
Yeah.
That's how Star Trek became to be, was it was a unified world government.
Going back to that fucking flight that went missing. Flight, what is it? 371, the Malaysian...
I don't know the flight number, but yeah, they've never Malaysian. Found. Yeah.
I don't know the exact... But did you see the video of those orbs going around this plane? Mm. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
God damn.
And there, on that airplane was a bunch of Chinese nationalists. There was a bunch of scientists. They were going, I believe, back to China. And I think the U.S. government used one of our Wunderbar weapons that probably was German technology. But made that fucking plane disappear. Where they put it, I don't know. There is an actual thing about this. And I've seen the video, and it's crazy. If you think about it, one guy, and actually I think he was on Pat Gray's show is what I've seen. They were analyzing this whole thing, and there's a guy that wrote a book. He's still alive, I think.
What about that guy that was talking to what the hell's her name? Candace?
Yeah.
I don't remember her last name.
Candace Owens?
Yeah, that lady that he was talking about. It had something to do with the Chinese. Didn't it have something to do with some sort of technology or something, or some sort of freaking...
On that flight?
Yeah.
They were carrying, yes.
That they supposedly were going to take back and give to China, the Chinese. And that's why...
Yeah. There was some very crucial people on that plane.
Yeah. Supposedly, if you believe that. A lot of people are probably not going to believe that we would have technology like that.
But
would it be possible to have a technology that could make an entire freaking jet airliner disappear?
Yes.
This seems...
The way I kind of looked at it is the United States government going, fuck with us. This is what will happen.
Right. I think that's what it is, too. I think that's always what it's been.
Who's got the bigger dick here?
Right. I think that we stumbled across technology that we didn't comprehend a long time ago that made us just unstoppable forces.
And I think some of that technology came back actually from Hitler Germany, because he was on a mad quest to reverse engineer. And
or if you believe we stumbled across some of it because it was given to us by...
Have you ever heard of the Foo Fighters?
Yes.
Not the band.
No. Yeah. I know exactly. The little orbs.
So, it's interesting to me that they helped the United States. Because, okay, so they didn't necessarily, like, fire any weapons. However, there were often nights where they would fly, and the Foo Fighters would follow them home, and then they would zoom off randomly, and then they'd come back, and they never ran into shit when those nights would happen. And when they would be followed by the Foo Fighters, they would never run into things. It was almost as if they were being protected by these Foo Fighters. Yeah, right.
BRICS meeting.
Yeah, we should talk about this for a couple of minutes. So
tomorrow.
What does BRICS stand for?
It was an acronym for
Brazil.
Brazil and
Russia. India.
Iran. Oh, India.
South Africa. And China.
Faster. Not in that order.
Not in that order. It was whatever the fuck order it was supposed to be, and spelled BRICS. BRICS.
They're trying to get destabilize the dollar.
It was that's basically dollarization is what you're calling it.
Yeah.
And
get rid of the US dollar.
So that actually, I think that already technically happened. The UN already voted that the US dollar would no longer be the standard as to what
they want
a
strictly digital currency.
Yeah,
that's been, what these are pushing for.
I forget what the agenda was. It was something about, so SWIFT in America takes care of like most of our bank, like technological like stuff. And so this is just like the Eastern and like, I guess.
But what will that do to the stock market?
What will that do to the stock market?
It'll drop it right through the bottom, I think.
Will it, though? I feel like we have the means of production if we set the foot to it.
All right. Well, BlackRock, back to that, BlackRock and Vanguard are some of the biggest owners of IRAs, and that shit's losing money quick.
Well, you know, I think if they were smart, they would invest into production in America. So, like, the people who want to take over lithium mines by bad means, they should invest it into the American people and give Americans jobs, because that'll earn the most money. Because you could pay a guy so much money and he'll do a better job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you pay a man more than his means of living, to the point where he can own land and he can afford a house and do things of that sort, he will work better for you. It's simple goddamn fucking science.
I don't know what they're voting on or what exactly is involved with this meeting for 2 days. Just the elite of the elite.
It probably will crash the stock market.
To 1929 level?
No, I don't think so. I think that it'll probably crash it to a point where the people who own the money will be like, we're going to step in and take...
But what I'm saying, if they do this, a lot of people, IRAs, that are invested in these, which the vast majority of them are, they'll drop through the money, but drop through the floor, but I'm sure there's a way they got it themselves protected. With all that money.
What other current events are going on?
Well, Tim.
Hey, yeah, we should bring up the t-shirt.
T-shirt, yes. Coming to a merch center near you.
Hairy Balls and Tiny Tim 2024. You should buy it. So now we're going to talk about poisoning the food.
Poisoning the food by our government. Allowing.
I feel like it's weird, because if it was like our government doing it, and like, I mean our government, it was controlled by us and not our enemies.
Well, the way
they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't poison us. And so are they our enemies?
Our own country? It almost... Yeah. It almost appeared... Well, not... And I'm not saying all of it, because... I don't know. It's just this strange thing to try to wrap your head around. Why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
And they've been doing it since the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, there have been so many cases of... Even recently, they did Flint, Michigan, right? It's all fucked over there, right?
The water source and everything else?
I read a study from Iowa State University that it was basically stating that like almost all of the water in Iowa is contaminated with stuff that can poison it.
Well, and getting kind of on that, because it's all these pesticides and shit that we've... I think it was Candace Owen that I seen a video of. She was talking about, we've only got so many more planting seasons for what they've done to the topsoil with all these fucking genetic and all these pesticides and all these fertilizers, and you know, they're burning the ground up.
They are.
And all these... I mean, I think it's all tied in together. It's one big fucking circle jerk.
Yeah, for real. It probably is. It has to be, right? Like, it's got to be like John Deere stroking some fucking pesticide company, stroking some fucking pharmaceutical company, stroking McDonald's, stroking...
That owns the food companies. Yeah.
You know, it's all the...
It's all tied in together, mm-hmm. I believe. That's my opinion. I mean, I've just seen too many things that kind of point that way. You would like to think that our government would do that, but...
But they're probably in the circle jerk, right? They're passing money around and excluding us
from it. They're the head of it. Really? No pun intended.
I feel like the government is entitled to some of the money, in that they should be able to defend the borders. They should be able to enforce the laws.
Okay, getting back to going to the border. Why would they do that? Why would you let... How many million people are...
No, we've always let millions and millions of people in.
Not like this.
Yeah.
And that... Yeah. Every record's been broken, though.
From Mexico. That's not... I mean, we've let people in all from all over the world in all kinds
of cases. Well, yeah. And, well, there's Mexico, a lot of Chinese Mexico, are coming up from Mexico.
If you looked at some of the conditions in Mexico, honestly, they're probably better off here, you know? And, like, that's kind of sad in and of itself. It's a state aid crisis, and it's not like a war. It's just, like, ran by cartels and dumb shit. And it's just bad because, like, the civilians have to deal with it. you know, and like that's worse off than any blunt. You know, that's your people. And if you're running it and you're making your people worse off where they want to leave, I don't like that they're most letting of them, terrorists.
It's not Mexicans that are coming across the border.
You don't think so?
No, it's all these other countries. Venezuela, yeah.
Well, that's always been a part of it, though. They take trains up through Mexico and shit.
Mexicans are staying in Mexico. Well, maybe. I mean, some of them.
I feel like Mexicans
I seen a chart. Chinese people coming up through the border is huge.
I feel like a lot of Mexicans do love Mexico, and a lot of them would rather stay there, but it's dangerous for a lot of them. It's your siblings who are just like become gang members and then start enforcing dumb rules over the whole state and shit. And you're just like, what the hell's going on?
Did you know, and I heard this because this was part of one of the Trump interviews I seen. It was talking about the car industry. And he was in Detroit. So he got in contact with a guy that builds the biggest car plants in the world. This is what this guy does. Anyways, he had asked him at some meeting or gathering they had, where are the biggest plants going? I want to see them. Well, they're not in the United States. They're in Mexico. But when they seen that Trump was running, it's Chinese money that was building these. And Trump said that he had talked to this developer or guy that does this. And he says, no, they abandoned the plant. They're just sitting there. They didn't go forward because something's telling them Trump's coming back in. Because he said, if I become president, he says, we will not buy one car from Mexico because the tariff will be so fucking high that they won't be able to sell any. So that tells me he wants to bring the car industry back into the United States.
You know what I think is the worst thing about the Chinese government? You ever seen that famous picture? It's like the single man standing in front of the tank.
Yes. Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. So you know the relevance of that photograph.
Yes.
So they were taken over, right? And this guy stood in their way.
And they ran him over.
That's the saddest thing to me. Because, like, the America that I know today wouldn't even do that. No. They would arrest him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they would. They pull up in their tank. They probably wouldn't run him over. But then again, if they're out here shooting us because we're trying to find our brothers and sisters who are lost in the wild, scared for their lives, and nobody is now looking for them because everyone's being shot who's looking for them.
Yeah.
Is this worse than Nazi Germany? I feel like I wasn't there in Nazi Germany.
And I can't, neither was I. And I can't even imagine.
Like, okay, so be scared of the hurricane and shit, whatever. But like, be scared now of the government's going to be out shooting you because you're risking it anyway.
Oh, and I never got back to that. There was a flight radar when this thing that Helene got over the mountains of right almost above Asheville. There's flight radar of this fucking plane. I think it was a plane or a helicopter doing like almost like a figure eight right over that whole area. Or it was one of the hurricane plane that was supposed to have been, I don't know how correct I am on this, but this is just from my understanding of it, that this plane was supposed to be over the Gulf of Mexico, but it was over North Carolina, circling it. What were they doing? Were they seeding that motherfucker?
So the technology to
cloud seeding has been going on since the 1940s, and it's open. It's an open thing.
You can find that on the internet. Actually, yes. It's a government website.
Yep.
Because it's a government program that if you do anything similar to that, you have to get approval from this department. That's what they do. Is they oversee that?
They control it.
If anybody wants to, basically alter the weather, or they include like solar flares or anything similar to that, or anything like the Aurora Borealis. If you try and summon that in any sort of way, you have to get approval from this government official.
NOAA?
Is it NOAA? I think it's NOAA. You might be right. It's like, it's NOAA. And they sit there and they determine whether or not you can do that. And that's a weird government agency to have in and of itself. Yes. But if you look into Project Fishbowl and you look into things like where they realize that they can summon the Northern Lights with a nuke. So this is interesting. There's been a lot of the Aurora Borealis throughout the world lately. And so I wonder if there are
from some of the solar flares.
What if they're not solar flares? What if those are lies?
What if it's what the James Telescope's saying, that there's an Armageddon of...
Oh, there probably is.
Of a fleet, of a lot, spaceships headed towards us.
Some shit.
Something's coming. I don't.
What if it's just meteorites and it's just fucking pellets? Well,
yeah.
And it's a buttload of them.
Yeah, it'd be over quick.
Well, what if it wasn't over quick and it just like was a bunch of?
I don't know. It only has to be. Like, it don't have it to was, be that if big. It was, the impact.
If it was like a bunch of little rocks, they came from somewhere, and so they probably came off a big rock somewhere.
But the charge of what the hits is like setting off fucking tons of TNT.
Well, so the Book of Revelation says that a mountain will fall from the sky.
That sounds to like an asteroid or a comet or a meteor or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It'll land in the ocean and it'll kill like 1/3 of the sea life and turn it to blood.
Oh, McDonald's fries. I know we're jumping around here. The list of ingredients in the United States is 11.
Mm-hmm.
You go over to Great Britain, London, McDonald's consists of 3 ingredients.
I bet
one of them is optional because it's salt.
I bet it's potatoes, oil, salt.
But in America, I don't know what those ingredients are because I haven't looked it up. But
you know that that packet of stuff they put in your clothes and they say do not eat on it?
Mm-hmm.
They open it up, they pour it in there like, whoops.
Now, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true, but that's it's kind of
the, yeah. Well, people coming out of the mountains in North Carolina.
Well, in these wars in the Middle East, you know, that's something we haven't touched yet.
No, we haven't.
That's, yeah, we were talking about that in the
I did see something move across the bottom of one of the channels I was watching about they have now replaced two brothers for Hamas because they just took out the fucking leader.
They took out 5 of their top leaders or some bullshit, I thought.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, I mean, obviously they're going to have replacements for those guys.
How far down the chain did they have to go because they didn't think this was going to happen? It's not going to be much
further. The only thing, though, that's funny is it might just be fed by the UAE, the BRICS. You know, that's usually who's funding the other side of these wars.
Yeah, they're all proxy shit.
Is they give them oil, and that's how they get around, you know, and they give them weapons. That's how they get their weapons, you know, and that's how they fight the wars is they move the weapons with the oil that they get from Russia.
And ain't most of these Iranian-backed these groups?
Mm-hmm. And Iran is backed by Russia. And they have been for a long time. Yeah,
they've been buddy-buddy for a while.
Mm-hmm. And that's just been a thing. And I feel like America's probably involved. They've got, like, a lucrative deal in and of that, you know.
There's probably so much we can't even wrap our fingers around.
Right.
To be honest, you know.
There was, a CIA guy who came forward. And he was like, hey, the Catholic Church, the Chinese government, and the United States government are working on a back-asswards deal to basically put in place the New World Order. And that's basically what he said. It was more detailed, and if you can find the video online...
I think I know the guy you're talking about.
It's out there somewhere, I'm sure, but it's probably hidden on the dark web at this point. That's where most of the videos that they don't want us to see are hidden anymore. We might
end up there.
Okay, so the only thing about going into the dark web is you would have to choose to go there. No. And so the dark web is actually housed by, guess who? Take a random guess.
BlackRock?
No.
Facebook?
No. The U.S. government. The U.S. government houses the dark web, what's known as like the dark web. They house it because they want the ability to cloak what they do on the internet. But what's more interesting about that is it's probably intelligence agencies who do that. Right?
Yeah.
Who want that sort of anonymity.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, absolutely fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, I feel like the Cold War never stopped, right? And it's still going on, and it's evident in just like the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is another war we haven't talked about.
No.
I mean, we started talking a little bit about wars, I think, but...
Well, with North Korean troops going to fight for Russia... Ukraine is another hot spot of fucking rare minerals.
I feel like that might be a sign that it's almost over.
You think?
I think so. because this is my understanding of North Korea. They're a very resilient people. They will fight tooth and nail for their homeland.
Because they've been indoctrinated so long.
No, they've always been that way.
Well, I don't know.
Japan found it super hard to take it from them, and then we found it super hard to take it from them. They're fine, but the funny thing that I read is that a bunch of them actually quit. They used the opportunity to flee the country. A bunch of them. And I mean, like, troves and troves of troops left the North Korean, because they were fleeing that horrible dictatorship.
Yeah. Oh, you know, those people, they're starving. They have no natural resources.
None. I don't think any.
And it's right next to Russia and China, isn't it?
When this happened in the past, I'm going to use a different story from World War II to kind of tie this into, like, history and whatnot. So Germany and Italy were the Axis powers. And then they asked Japan to get involved because they were doing some naughty shit over here. And they were like, we'll give you stuff. You give us stuff. We'll back each other up. We'll be scared. Because they were getting desperate, right?
Is Putin giving him technology in return?
Oh, probably.
Because that's where he's faltered with the ballistic. He ain't got no range.
Who?
North Korea. They've all been kind of failures.
I hear that Russia doesn't really have much range either. And that might be.
And I guarantee you we do.
Similar. So China does too. So it's not necessarily because we have, like, missiles that can just be launched from wherever the fuck. Like, our stockpile here can't be launched all the way across the United States by, like, conventional means. But we can load them onto planes and send them there in about 8 seconds, right? From the heartland of the United States, we could send a nuke from here to China in 8 seconds.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it would just be a plane, and he'd be back here before the bomb hit the ground. You know, I don't think we ever explained why this episode is called Secondhand Joints.
Well, it's just a creation that always got these little roaches sitting around. I got a certain grinder that I run. And it's just all the tar-soaked fucking shit.
And so we're sitting here, we're smoking a couple of these secondhand joints, and we're talking to you. And
I hope you're enjoying the program. Click to subscribe. And all your comments.
Oh, yeah. Love your comments. For real.